Today is Daf Lamed Beis of Maseches Erechim, closing in on the Siyum of Maseches Lamed Beis, the lave of Erechim is today. Here we go. We are on Lamed Aleph and Beis out of Mishnah. Barishona, originally, the rule is that when it comes to a house, you can redeem the house. You have 1 year from the sale to redeem the house. If you don't redeem the house, you lose it forever. You can buy it back always, but you lose it forever. Even Yovel doesn't save you from getting your house back. So, Barishona, originally, Hayanitman Yom Yom Shnei Masa Chodesh. The guy would go into hiding for 12 months. Or the last day of the year. The guy going to hiding. In other words, Reuven sold his house to Shimon. Reuven has a year to buy it back. On the last day of the year, Shimon's nowhere to be found. Why? So Reuven can't buy it back. Can't find Shimon, he can't buy it back. Right? So Barishona, Hayanitman, Yom, Shnei Matzah Chodesh. Originally, Shimon went into hiding the last day of the year. So therefore, Reuven can't buy it back. He can't find him. Kadei Shiei Chalotlo. The house should go to him. Hiskin Hillel, Hillel made a takana, Sheyehe Cholesh Ma'otzav Lelishka, that you give your money to the Lishka. What's the Lishka? The Lishka means a temple treasury. Most say it doesn't mean that. It means Bezdin. Because what if you lived in a walled city in Haifa, near over there? Right. So what does it mean, Lishka? Lishka means Lishka, the doesn't mean Pushka, exactly. It means Bezdin. Come bring the money to Bezdin, and then you see. Why? Because Bezdin will act on behalf of the guy. Shimon went into hiding, so you don't have to bring it to Beit HaMikdash. You have to bring it to the Lishka, you bring it to Bezdin. Strange lashon over here. B'yishovret hadelet, they break the door down, v'nichnas, and they go in. In other words, that was a measure to protect the buyer to get the house back. Amasai, sheyirtzu halaz, Yavo v'yitel es moza. And then when that Shimon ever wants to, he can walk into Bezdin and pick up the money. No problem. Two issues over here. Number one, says the Aguda, one of the Rishonim, that you see from here, that if you're an ones, b'sof hazman, it's not considered an ones. In other words, let's say the guy's sick for the whole year. Reuven sells his house to Shimon and he's sick. He can't buy it back. He's a chola. He can't buy it back. He's an ones. So does the year get extended? It might. It might get extended. Right? Why? He's an onus. He can't buy the year might get extended for this guy. He's an onus. What about over here? The wife says it's hocking the whole year. You better buy that house back. You better buy. He wakes up the last day. Oh, I didn't buy it back. I'm going to go find this guy. Of course, he's nowhere to be found. Can't find this guy. The guy's in hiding. Huh? So you were an onus the last day. And you blew it. Is that considered an onus? Says they're good. Of course not. Hillel had to come along to make a takana to save you. Why? Because the fact that you're an ones, that doesn't save you. You hear that? However, there's a Gemara, we learned it in Ketuvit, that says that if a guy says to his wife, I'm giving you a get on condition I don't come back in the next 30 days. And on the 30th day, he comes back, but he can't get to the house because the bridge is down. So he's yelling, I'm here, I am, I'm over here. He's on the other side of the river. Right? He's in Hoboken and she's in Manhattan. He's waving, oh, here I am. The answer is, you're an ones. It's a good ones. You wanted to come. So it's a difference. All complicated. Yeah. We passed it. Correct. So that proves that an ones is no ones here. It proves that. But there are other Gemaras that seem to imply that ones at the Sof Hazman does work. So it's very complicated. How do we paskin? Even though the Aguda here seems to make a lot of sense. You blew it, and therefore that's not an ones. You waited till the last day? What's the matter with you? Now you're going to cry ones? No, I'm not impressed with you. It's not an ones. That makes a lot of sense. We needed Hillel to come along to save you. Right? How do we paskin? We don't paskin like this Aguda. Where does this come up? Comes up every day, especially in the winter, in Hilchos Mincha. The guy says, you know what? There's a Mincha minion right now. I'll have him later. I have the next minion. There's another minion around the corner. And what happened? The whole day goes by, you didn't have milk. What were you? You were at Ones Pesachas Man. At the time, at 1:30, when there's the first minyan, you were around. But you said, I'll daven later. Then 2 o'clock, I'll daven by the 3:30 minute. Then it was an emergency, then you were in Ones. Right? Then you were legitimate Ones. Then what happened? Your wife went to the hospital. Yeah, you were in Ones, legitimate Ones. But you daven two Myrus. You were in Ones Pesachas Man. The Mechaber Paskin, that's considered an Ones. They don't base it on the Zaguda. Right? There are also arguments in the Zaguda. But you think it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Nobody was interested in holding like that. It's a very good question, very interesting. Now, Tosu, that's a bomb kasha. Tosu says, wait a minute. Didn't we learn a few days ago that Bate Orech Homa is only Noheg when Yovel's Noheg? It was on the list a few days ago. Right? Hillel lived during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash. What's going on here? There's no Yovel. What's Hillel doing? What's going on here? A bomb question. The answer is so astounding. It's remarkable he gives this answer. Listen to the Tosfos. The last Tosfos. Hacha Mashma, here it's Mashma, Dibiyamei Hillel, that in the days of Hillel, Shahaya Bayesheni, that it was in the second temple. Hillel lived in the second temple. No question about that. Kidamina Parakarma de Shabbos. Hillel, Vishimon, who's Shimon? Hillel's son, Vishimon, Gamliel, Vishimon, and his son, Nagu Nisi'usan, Bifnei HaBayit, Me'yashana. They were the Nisi'im in the Beit HaMikdash for 100 years. Nog and Yovel. Obviously, Yovel was applicable. Why? It's given about the Arichoma, how you know egg. Since, obviously, there was something Arichoma. We needed Hillel. Come Hillel fell, I must make a takana here. I have to make a takana. People are hiding. I got to do something. Right? Kedar Pirkin Leel, they bought the Arichoma, Elabit Manchi Yovel no egg. You can only have but the Arichoma when Yovel's no egg. The Kasha Lepirish Rashi. So it says Tosfos, obvious, that there was Yovel in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash. Otherwise, what's Hillel doing? What's he being busy with? What's he making a takana for? It doesn't apply if there's no Yovel. Obviously, there's Yovel. Says Tosfos, the Rashi doesn't make any sense in Gittin. Why? Because over there, Perka Shaleach, Ditnan, Hillel Tikein Prusbel. We all know Hillel was Masakin Prusbel. Same Hillel was Masakin Prusbel. Uparich the Gemara Allah, and the Gemara asks over there, Miyakamit, how on earth can Hillel make a Prusbel? Such a thing? Midoraisa Mishamta. Midoraisa, the loans get canceled. Behiskin Hillel, the load to Shamit, and Hillel comes along. No, we're not going to cancel them. How can Hillel do that? The Gemara asks that question. Umashani, and the Gemara answers, B'shmiyas b'zman azed d'rabanan. It must be Shmitas d'rabanan. That must be pshat. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi says, V'hillel k'rebi svirule. Hillel holds like Rebbe. The Amar Shvius Leshmatos Malve Bizmanazeh Dirabanan. The issue of collecting loans, that the loans cancel, Bizmanazeh, that's only Midrabanan. Because Midarais, how on earth could Hillel do that? So it must be Midrabanan. Vafagaf the Hill by Shani Have, even though Hillel lived during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, Svirule, the Bibaya Shani, Hoel, Velo Haya Yovel Noheg, Lo Haya Noheg Shmita Midoraisa. Right? That's what Rashi says. Since there was no Yovel, there was also no Shmita Minatorah. Therefore, it's older Abana. So therefore, according to Rashi, what's Hillel doing? Again, he was misaking that you could bring the money to the Bezdin because Bate Arechoma were applied Midorabana. Why? Because Midorabana maybe there was a Yovel. Not Midoraisa. Says Vagminan Monu Yovlos Lakade Shmitin Midrabanan Kamar. Okay? Now Vakan Mashma, here it implies the Bayesha Ediha even know Minatora. That he see that sounds, what do you mean? This whole thing is Drabanan? Unlikely. Unlikely. This whole Mishnah is Drabanan. The Khay Mashma Bekrisos Karak Arba Mahusra Kapara Besofo Vinu Yadam Lahoti Nishehim Vashamim Bamar Khista Balame Shekulan Shifcha Harufa, Balu, Shifcha Harufa, What's going on here is the Gemara says that all the ashamos applied in the second Beit HaMikdash, even a shivcha charufa, an asham shiv, what's a shivcha charufa? She's a woman who's half an amav bria, half free, half not free. She's allowed to marry an evidivri. Evidivri in the second Beit HaMikdash. There's no yovel. That's Tosfos. There was yovel, right? The chetzi of aschorit hamuratzas levedivri v'arina perkin leil. We said last parak. Ain evedivri no egal b'zman yovel noeg. So what do you mean? How can you make a statement during the second Beit HaMikdash? All the ashamos were working, operational. Even the asham shivcha charufa. But that's tied to evedivri. And how can he says Tosfos? Yeah, there was. Sh'alma nogu yovel v'vayisheni. There was yovel v'vayisheni. B'tarach lomer the al karchach the inochanami. Nagu Yovlot b'bayisheni. Yovel applied in the Bayisheni. It's an astounding opinion, which nobody agrees with, not one person. Even though Rove B'nai Yisrael did not return with Ezra, and as we said the other day, you need Rove Yisrael in order for Yovel to work. Tosha is going to reinterpret that. The Ksiv, it says in Nehemiah, Kol ha'kahal ke'echad arba ribui alafim shlosh meos v'shishim mihu, says Tosfos, nevertheless, mikol shevet v'shevet chazru mitksasan, somebody came back from every shevet. Even though it was an overwhelming minority of Jews, yet, you had a representative from every shevet. That's all you need. V'shapir kimo kol yoshveha aleha. That's just as good as the whole Klal Yisrael living in Israel, or Rove. So it could be 10%. But from that 10%, you have every shaven represented. That's all you need, says Tosfos. The whole thing.
Is not perfect.
What? Now Tosfos says that must have been the case, because Yovel was Noeg. How could it be Noeg? You need Kol Yoshveh. It doesn't mean you need every Jew. It means you need every shaven. You have the overwhelming minority of Jews. As long as you have every shaven, it's good enough. I don't think we hold it. I mean, what's the relevance whether we hold it or not? In 2012, doesn't make a difference what went on then. Right. But that won't. So that's gonna make it different for Yovel. Right. That's gonna change. It's gonna change a lot of rules of Shemitah. A lot of Shemitah rules are gonna change when that happens. Right. What do you mean? There's no power. What do you mean? It's still peasant. They collect money. Still peasant today. That's what you're doing. You're transferring a loan to peasant. And peasant is not bound by Shemitah. That's what you're doing. Peasant is not bound by Shemitah. The whole Midrabana. Okay, so what are you saying?
When he
opened the socket, Tosh is going to give that answer in a minute. Okay, one second. Vahi, I forgot to look at the cooler, right? That even though not everyone came back, but enough came back that every shaver came back at least. That's good enough. The truth is, the Gemara tomorrow is going to say something very similar to this. So it's not so radical. The Gemara is going to say something quite similar tomorrow. Anyway, the Hahi, the Parakash Oleach. So the minute, wait a minute. It says, let's get back to the first book. If I just said that Yovel was Noheg Minat Torah, then what did the Gemara mean when it said first book? What was Hill doing? In other words, says Tosfos, I just got finished saying that what? That Bizmana the second Beit HaMikdash, Yovel was Noeg Minat Torah. The Gemara said Midrabanan. The Gemara said it. Right? The Gemara said, how can Hillel come along and make a prosbul? The Torah said the loans get canceled, and Hillel said, no, it's okay. How can Hillel do that? The Gemara answers Midrabanan. Says Tosfos, I just got to be saying it's the Raisa. Right? Tosfos says, Bitzarach Lomar, the Hillel, listen to this, I talked to this out of it. Lav Ludore Tikkin, he wasn't doing it for that generation. Ein Achanami, he had no right to do that. That generation, they were holding from Yovel. But Hillel knew, Elo Yodea Hoya Shabbayat Hayatali Chareb, he knew the base of it was going to get destroyed. You hear this? He knew it was going to get destroyed. Lafikach Tikkin Prisbul, who was not going to Prisbul for the future. Ein Achanami, right now, when Hillel lived, there was no purpose, he couldn't do it. How can Hillel have the right to do that? The Torah says that Lev should be canceled. No, we're going to make an end run around the Torah? Impossible. Hillel knows there's going to be one day without a Beit HaMikdash, and that's going to make to exile, and that's going to make Shemitah into a Durabanan, and then people won't want to lend money. I'll get around to, I'll make a principle. I'm making a principle today. It's not going to apply for another 100 years. You hear this? Unbelievable. 1 minute. The Gemara asked that question in Gittin. Hillel ki tikin prusbul dorehu tikin? Did Hillel make the prusbul for his own generation? Olu dori alma tikin? Or did he make it for the future generation? So says Tosfos, it's a machlokas to Abaya and Rava. So Abaya says that. Hahi lavla Abaya kaboyi. I don't care about Abaya. Kiim the Rava. The Rava gave that answer. The Tirei Tosam Hefker Bezin Hefker. The Rava gave a whole answer that how do we have the right to do that, even if it's in the future, it's your money. Hefker Bezin Hefker, whole story. Says Tosfos, to make all sense. Really, Yovel is no Doraisa. Everything's good. 100% Doraisa. I, what gave Hill the right to make a principle? Yeah, because he did it for the future. He did it for the future. Alright, Gemara asked that. I guess that's a buyer. Well, I don't care about it. I don't like a buyer anyway. Right, so get that out of it. Remarkable Tosfos. Right? Remarkable. Astounding. Astounding he says that. Right? Because none of us thought that. But I never thought that at all. So Tosfos, right? I mean, there's so much. I mean, every Rishon, every Achman chips away at this Tosfos. His Raya from the Asham is no good. And his Raya, everything's no good. Because Lamai says it's hard to accept. You know? That first of all, you have to have a lot of assumptions. That the rule about Kol Yosheva is very now all changed. You don't need rogue Jews. You just need rogue Shvatim or all Shvatim. Who made that? Who did that rule come from? I mean, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven were exiled. Not one person stayed. Not one person stayed behind. Not one old man they left. Right? Okay. Spent a lot of time on that talk. It's fascinating. Now the Gemara. Amar Rava says Rava. Mitakanaso shel Hillel. So the takana of Hillel, you see the following verse. Let's think of this. Hareze gitech, Haggai says to his wife, Hareze gitech, al menas shetitnu li masayim zuz. I'll divorce you on condition to give me $200. She says, $200? I'll give you $2 million. I hate your gut so much. So she comes with $200. He says, no, I'm not taking it. I'm going to torture you. I'm not taking it. I said that, but I'm not taking it. So from Hillel, you see, Hareze gitech, al menas shetitnu li masayim zuz. Here's $200. I'll divorce you on condition to give me $200. She says, with pleasure. Vinashnalo, and she gives it to him. Midaito migureshes. If he accepts it, it's good getting. Mi balkarcho, but if it's against his will, ain't a migureshes. Doesn't work. She can't throw the money at him. Not taking it. Why? Because you see the same story. Hill had to get takana to bring it to Bezdin. Otherwise, he can just throw it in the guy's yard. Right? Now, mid the istrich leila hill with the kune. Messina, Balkarcho, Havanesina. Hillel went along and said, giving the money here by the Bate Arichoma, it's against Shimon's will. Otherwise, Shimon wouldn't have gone into hiding. Nevertheless, Hillel said, I'm going to allow it. Ha ba'alma, Messina, Balkarcho, lo Havanesina. But it never works anywhere else. Right? Asked to be shown him. So why talk? Didn't Hillel make it to Karna like that by Gittin? Or didn't he make it to Karna like that? So the Rajma says, because when did that ever come up? What, some crazy guy made a condition like that? That wasn't a prevalent issue. The guy said, I'll divorce you, I'll give you the get if you give me money. And then when she comes to give the money, he doesn't take the money. Who does that? Such a strange thing. Says the Rashba, he'll make a takana for that. Right? There's no reason. It's a very unusual takana. Rashi says that Hill didn't want to get involved in Isurim. Right? The tumble with money, a principal, how is it, that'll tumble with. Tumma, they sort of get involved with Isser and Nation Sage. They didn't want to make the corner like that. They stayed away from it. Rashi gives that answer. Okay. Maskaflora, Papa, Mita, Ravashi, the Dilma, maybe. Ki Itrich Le Hill, Tikune. When did Hill make the Takana? Shalom Bifana. But we can't find the guy. Avo Bifanov. But the guy's standing right there. The husband's right there. And she says, no, here's the money. I want to have him get away from me. I want to have him get out of my life. He says, no, I'm not taking the money. Right? Maybe. Avo Bifanov. Bain Midaito, Bain Balkarcho, Havinasina. Maybe if he's standing there, he can throw it in his face. And that would be good. Sigmar says, and that ain't a Hanami. Maybe that would be good. It's a question that doesn't get answered. It could be another version. Amar Rava, Mitekanatsa Shal Hillel, from Hillel's Takana, Hareze Gite. We see from the following. Hareze Gite. If someone says, here's, oh, how's Mr. Hedge get? I'm an ash to Titan Lima Sayam Duz, on condition to give me $200, Nath Vinastalo, she gives it. bein midaito bein val karcho havinatina, whether it's with force or with das or without his das, it's good. Why? Because Hill only had to make a takana shelo b'fanav, only shelo b'fanav. Avol b'fanav bein midaito bein val karcho havinatina. But if the guy would have been standing there, Shimon came to shul that morning. You copped him in shul. You gave him the money. He says, I don't want it. And you stick it in his towels bag. That would have been good. Why? Because he's befanav. He's there. Maskefler puff. If you tell him, receive Barashi. Wait, no, maybe Dilma ben shalom befanav, ben shalom befanav bidaito in Balkar Cholo. Maybe Balkar Cholo would not work. The Hillel, my de'itvichatikin. He did whatever he could do. He did his best. In other words, he did his best. If someone's not around, if someone wasn't hiding, you bring the money here. But maybe if the guy was there, the guy came to shul, and you gave, put in his talis, that would not be good. Why? Because it was Bar Karcho. So we don't really answer the question. We didn't answer the question. The question is not unresolved. Right? What would happen by a get? The whole complicated story by a get. Right? It's unresolved. Can the wife force the husband to take the money? Right? He said, he made a crazy condition. Then she comes with the money. Hey, get out of my life. Here's the money. Give me a get. No, I'm not taking the money. Right? So could she force him or not? Right? So two versions here. One says yeah, one says no. Okay. Next. Kol shehu lefnei min achoma, harei kibatei arei choma. Anything inside the wall is considered a house inside the wall. Anything. Chutz min asada, except for a field. Why? Because a field's not a house. It's not a house. Rebbe Meir Omer, af asados, even field. And we're going to change Rebbe Meir anyway. Bayis habanoi bichoma. If a house is built into the wall, right? In the wall is a house. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Kibati Arichoma, it's not considered Bati Arichoma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kosa Hachiton, Tichomasa. What do you mean? The wall of the house, the wall of the outer wall of the house, is the same wall as the wall of the city. So of course it's good. Tana Rabbana, Bayez, it says that you have 1 year to redeem a house. Ainli Ela Bayez. I only know that means a house. Menayan Larabos. Oh, well, some other question. Menayan Larabos, Bate Badim. A press, or a batei machatzot, or a bathhouse, or migdalos, a tower, shovachin, a dove cloth, boros, sichin, and boros, any building, any edifice, not just a house, anything, right? Hamadlamar, asher be'ir, anything. Yochal shanimar ba'afasadot, maybe fields also count. Hamadlamar, bayis, divi Rabbi Yehuda, it says bayis, not a field. Bayis means any structure. A house, a warehouse, a bathhouse, all the same thing. Garage, it's all good. Not a sudden. Rameir Omer, Bayez, Ein Le'ele Bayez. Menayin Le'rabos, Batei Bazei, Batei Machatos, Medol, Shechobos, Zabar, Sichin, Omoros, Afilu Sados, Hamad Lamar, Asher Ba'ir, right, anything. Ah, Velo Ksiv Bayez, it says house. How did you say it means a field? Omer Rav Chista, Omer Rav Katina, Chulsos, Umetzulo, Ikka B'nayu. They're arguing on Chulsos, and how do you translate that? A rock deposit. Pebble ground. Right, so says Rashi. Chulsos, makom she'enu ru'uyu lizriya. Can't plant over there. So it's rocky. Says the next Rashi, it could be enough. Tisados mamish, welcome Rameir. Rameir agrees that a real field, of course, is not included. Why? It's not a house. Daha, where is he? Daha bayis ksivay. That's bayis. Ella rather. Chulsos with metzula kamarabi. The dummy labayis the lav b'nei zvi'aninu. These types of areas are similar to houses because you cannot plant there. Therefore, he said, I would include those places. Right? V'ru'uyin labinyin bayis chultos lito misham avanim u'matzul litim en chol v'udas over kisados dummy. Right? I can take these rocks and build a house with it. I can take the sand and build something with it. So therefore, it has a din of a house. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's not a structure yet. It's still a din of a sada. So that's the machlokes. V'atanya, and we learned a bright that this is binichusa. Chulset u'metzula, Rameir Omer kibatim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kisados. Now, the next part of the mission said, bayis habonui b'chome, if the house is built into the wall, Rabbi Yehuda Omer eno kibatim or b'chome, and Rameir said, no, it is. Rameir? Rabbi Shimon said it is. Omer of Yochanan, u'shnei amikri echadarshu. They both learned it out from the same pasuk. It says, v'toridim, when the two spies came to Rachav in the city of Yericho, right? Well, Rachav's house was attached to the wall in the wall of the city was the wall of her house, and she hid the spies. Right, Vatori Dei Mechevel Ba'arachalon Ki Baisa Bekir HaChoma. The bias was the wall of the house. Ubachoma Hi Yosheves. She lived in that house. So Rav Shimon Tzavar Kipashte Dikra. The Pasha the Pasuk. Her house and the wall of the city were the same wall. Rav Yehuda Tzavar Bachoma Hi Yosheves. No, she lived in a wall below Be'ir Choma, but not the wall of the city. It was a different wall. There was a different wall, but it wasn't the wall of the city. Is that what I mean? Every house has a wall. What does that mean? You don't have a house that has walls? Did she live in the city or not? I don't understand. What does it mean? What's the difference? So the Masita says this. She lived in the wall. She lived in the wall of the city, but the city wasn't walled, huh? Because by the way, the next Mishnah is going to say which cities had walls, and Yericho is not on the list. And I don't understand why it's not on the list. Not according to him. According to Reb Shimon, why is it not on the list? I don't have an answer to that question. Should be on the list. According to, so then why is it on the list? Unless it wasn't, it didn't have four walls. It didn't have four walls. So I said, what does this mean? I don't know what this means. Uh-huh. But everybody agreed that Yericho was a walled city. Right? In the stomach. No, because look at this. Okay, I hear you. Fine. Excellent. Because listen to this. Ear, a city. Next Mishnah. Shigago Selchomasa. The walls are made by the roofs. In other words, not a walled city. You have something in Europe, like these houses so close together. The roofs almost make it look like a wall. That's not really a wall. But it's not really walled. It doesn't count. The Elahein Bate Arechoma. This is the definition of a walled city. It has to have Shalosh Chatei, or at least three gardens, three chatzers, Shal Shnei Batan, at least two houses. But you built a wall around one house, it's not a walled city. Right? Mukafos Chomos Mimos Yeshua Benun. It had walls in it from the times of Yeshua Benun. For example, Kigod. Katsra Hayeshana Shaltipori, that city. The Chakra Shalgosh Chalav, that city. The Yodves Hayeshena. The Gamla, the Gedud, the Chadid, the Ona, the Yerushalayim. The Chain Kiyotze Behem. It's Yericho. Right? No one's going to say that. No. Now, Tanur Avanan. Chome, a wall, below Shar Igor. Not some kind of garden wall, right? Saviv has to be Saviv, surrounding. Pratla Tiberia, Shiyama Chomotel, excluding Tiberia, where one of the walls is the ocean. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Lo Choma. In the Pasuk in Bahar, it says, Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph. Choma, Afal Fisha Ein Lo Achshav, Hayelo Kodim Lachem. Even if it doesn't have a wall now, it better have a wall then. In other words, low with above to it. The city had a wall, but low, it out. It doesn't have a wall right now. Says Rashi, low ksiv. It's written low. Mashma low, umashma low. Right? Klomar, ain low achshav. Right now it doesn't have. B'hoye lo chome kodom lachem, nami bayis chalifa. That's also called a bayis chalifa. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, what are Rashi talking about? The pasuk does not say lamed vav aleph. How does the pasuk read, Moish? It doesn't. It's look at Tosfos. Pirish Rashi lo ksiv, mashmalo, mashmalamed vav, mashmalamed aleph. And second to last Tosfos, kolomar ein lo achshiv, vay lo kodem lachin. Veina kein bechamoshim b'diyakim. You go look at a chumash. It doesn't say that. Ksiv lo ba'aleph, v'kari b'vav. It says Lamed Aleph, we read it Lamed Vav. Kriyuksiv, it's not both. It's not both. If you look at a Chumash, it might have it like that, because it's incorporated the Kriyuksiv into the Pasuk. But in the Torah, it doesn't say Lamed Vav Aleph. It doesn't say it like that. Rashi, I don't think Rashi meant that. He meant Kriyuksiv, because in Chumash he says it's the way it's supposed to say. Right? I don't think he meant to be such a, you know, Tosa. How could Rashi say that? That's not what he meant. Right? Because most of the time when Tosa says Akash and Rashi, how could Rashi? He builds up the straw man. That's not what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't mean to change the Torah. It could be it's there, then I don't know. Now I'm curious. Okay. We have time, we have 10 minutes left. Now, the Elahed Bate Arichoma, these are the Bate, okay, remind me to look it up, and then tomorrow we'll talk about it. Tomorrow's not gigantic. The Elahed Bate Arichoma, these are the walls these are the cities of the wall. Tana, Gamla, Begalil, Begadud, Be'Ebra Yardin, Becharid, Bechadid, Be'ona, Be'Rishlai, Be'Yehuda. So Michael Amar, what did the Braitha add to the Mishnah? Now the Braitha did add something. He gave regions. So the Mishnah didn't give any regions, right? The Gemara, Amar, Be'Hachik Amar, Ad Gamla, Begalil, Gamla, not another Gamla, the one of the Galil, Ad Gedud, Be'Ebra Yardin, Bechadid, Be'ono, Be'Rishlai, Be'Yehuda. Just to know where these cities are, in case you heard of another city, Gamla. No, it's not that one. It's the one over here. Right?
Rava Amar, Gamla Begalil, Lafuke Gamla Deshar Arzot. Gedud Be'Evar Yarden, Lafuke Gedud Deshar Arzot. Enoch, Delo, Ika Duchtaihu, Lo Ichdrichle.
Any other city that he didn't mention in this Brisa, that's because there's no other city with that name. Even though we're going to say in a minute there are two Yerushalayim. There's no other city. That's why Yerushalayim on the list. No other city. The other one, Gush Chalav, there's no other city named Gush Chalav. There is no other one. I didn't have to tell you where the Gush Chalav is. There's only one. But Gama had to tell you.
What?
Right. So the Brisa says, these are the ones, that's the Rav and Baya said, these are the ones that there's another city with this name. You might get confused which one has the wall. That's why the Brisa said, the Gama and the Galil. Don't think it's the one in the desert. Not that one. The one in the Galil. That's why he mentioned, if it didn't mention it, it's because there's only one. So I'm going to get confused. Correct. And so the Brisa gave regions. And the Gemara asked, what's the Brisa adding?
I know. It's a good cut. I know. Now, Yerushalayim imachlet ba? Wait a minute. Can Yerushalayim even have such a thing? Can you even have such a thing? Ba Tanya, Asar Devar Nam of Yerushalayim. There were 10 things said about Yerushalayim. There's more than 10 things said about Yerushalayim. 10 things that halachically. Right? Number one. Not number one, on the list. Ain bayis chalifa. You can't have a walled, the rules of houses in walled cities don't apply in Yerushalayim. Amar Yochan, ki Yerushalayim de mukafat chalim mot Yeshua ben Nun. It's like Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was definitely a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Below ki Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim is different. Well, ideally, Yerushalayim ain a bayis chalifa. Biluhacha bayis chalifa. The answer is, because Yerushalayim doesn't, you're right, there's no such thing. But you should know, it's an aside. That, by the way, Yerushalayim, there is such a thing, it was a walled city, sometimes there should have been, no one argues on that. Rabashi Amar, Lav Amar Biosef, Trey Kadesh Havi, didn't Rabbi Yosef once say there were two towns called Kadesh, Naphtali, different places where they were? Hachanami, Trey Yerushalayim Havi. You see, there are two places called Yerushalayim, right? I agree. Right?
Where is the usual line? What does it say over here?
Tosfos asks, wait a minute, didn't we just say that we specifically told you about, we said Yerushalayim, the one in Yehuda.
So you shouldn't confuse it. If there's another Yerushalayim, it doesn't count. What kind of answer is that? Two Yerushalayim. But the other one's also in Yehuda. It says Tosfos, yeah, the other one's also in Yehuda. So, but there was no mikdash there. It's very complex. Okay.
Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Lama mana chacham et elu? Why did chacham only mention these?
What about the other ones?
The answer is, Kisha alu b'nei agola matu elu v'kidusham. They found these cities, and they re-sanctified them. Avol rishonos, but the original cities, batlu, misha batla kidusha sa'aretz. They became batl when we were exiled. Kasavar, that this person holds, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita, the Kiddush Rishona of David HaMelech lasted as long as the temple lasted. Below Kitchel La'atid Lavo, It didn't last forever.
Vira minhi.
But wait a minute. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, the same person is going to say the exact opposite. The chi elu bilvad hayu? These are the only ones? Balo kvar namar etzev shishim ir kol chevel argov kol ela arim betzuros. There were 60 cities that had walls. Elo, right? Elo lama chacham and manu as elu. Manu chacham as elu. So I only count so few. There were 60 walled cities. Kishalu b'nei agole. When we came back from Galus, Matsu Elu v'Kidshum. We found these cities and we sanctified them. Kidshum? You sanctified them? Harmrinon de lo tzarech l'kidshinu. You didn't have to do that. Why? Because the Kedusha lasts forever. That's going to be the Kasha. So the Gemara says, no, El, you're right. Ela minna'am. We just counted them. We didn't, you're right. They were already holy. We just counted them. Velo zu bulvad, loyal bulvad, ela kol shetalalach mesaris biyadecha mi'avotecha shekomu v'kofas choma v'imos Yeshua benun. Any time we had a tradition that had a wall, call mitzvah halalu no heges ba if they should kedusha rishon or kitchel shaita the kitchel asid lago. Since when we came back, all the halachas that applied to a walled city applied to all these cities. What halachas is that? What halachas apply in a walled city? Bat Yerichom and Shushan Purim. What else is there? One other thing. Who knows? One other thing. That a Metzora can't stay there. The Metzora can't stay in a walled city. So get the unbelievable trivia question. Nobody knows that one. I didn't know it either. The Masechta said it. By the way, it's not the Masechta, it's Rashi. Rashi says it. Right? Rashi. It's only a Rashi. Rashi says it. Where does he say it? He says, is it Rashi here? No, it's not Rashi here. Yeah, it's Rashi and Shavuos. Rashi and Shavuos says that the Metzora can't stay in a walled city. It has to be thrown out. It only applies to a walled city. Interesting. Ibai Seima, so we have a Kasha. On the one hand, he said that the same person, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, it was Kodesh forever. The second one. And the first version, he said it wasn't. So which one's Pshat? Ibai Seima, Trey Tanoi Valiba de Rabbi Shmuel. Either there were two versions of what he said, or Ibai Seima, Chad Meneo, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi Amra. No. One was said by someone else. That's how we get out of it. The odd detail here, Blazer Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher lo choma, says Lamed Alva, Lamed Rabal, Apal Pisha Ein lo Achshav, even if it doesn't have a wall right now, but it had a wall. My time, a demand Amar Kitchi Rishon, a Kitchi Shait of Kit, Velo Kitchi Lasid Lavo. So why, Taka, is there a rule like that? Why didn't the Kedusha land? So the Gemara says, Dechiv, it says, this is a Pasuk in Nechemia, V'yasu b'nei ha-gola ha-shavi min ha-shavi sukkos v'yeshvu b'sukkos kilo asu m'yimei Yeshua b'num kichol b'sol. The staggering pasuk in Nehemiah that says that since the days of Yeshua b'num, nobody ever built a sukkah. Just reading you the Gemara. Right? But he simcha g'dol ma'od. Now the Gemara says, Efshar ba'd Dovin lost a sukkah? Dovin and Melch didn't live in a sukkah? Is that possible? Hachabot Ezra? The Masha says the only person we asked about is David. What about everybody else? And Yechizkio didn't sit in the sukkah, and Shlomo HaMelech, only David? So the Masha says, because everybody else is a difficult answer. He says, or you could say, once the Gemara says David, if David didn't do it, then nobody did. Right? That's how I would call it. Pick one person, pick the greatest one, pick David. David didn't sit in the sukkah. So the Masha says no, because everybody else was always fighting war, and they were putter. Right, they were also in the mitzvah, they were busy, they were potter, whatever. David, not David really, David also, maybe it means Shlomo. At the end of David's life, it calmed down, it settled down. Now why didn't David sit in the sukkah? Ah, Shabbat Ezra, until Ezra came along. That be possible? That can't be possible. Then no one sat in the sukkah. Ela makish biyasam bimei Ezra, le biyasam bimei Yoshua. It's just a comparison. Ma biyasam bimei Yoshua, manu shmiti biyoblos, v'kachu ori choma. Just like when Yeshua came in, everything started from scratch. Ah, v'yasin b'mei Ezra, manu shmitin v'yavos v'kachi arechoma. So too, when Ezra came, they started from scratch. What does the sukkah have to do with anything? V'omer, v'yaviyacha Hashem l'kechel aretz asher yorsha avotecha v'yirishta. Makish yirishtacha v'yirushat avotecha. Ma yirushat avotecha b'chilish kol dvar malalu. Just like when the first time they came in, everything was brand new. Ah, yirushat secha. The Chiddush called Devarim Halalu, everything was brand new. In other words, you have to re-Mekadosh everything. The Shemitah starts over. Yovel starts over. Everything started over. What does that do with Sukkah? Nothing. No, I don't know. They didn't answer it. Correct. Which is going to be a problem in a minute with the second Beit HaMikdash. The Edach, what does the other one say? The boy Rachmi, listen to this one. This one's going to make sense. The boy Rachmi al Yetzer d'Avodah Zarah u'batle. It's a remez to the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah, which Ezra was Mavatel. And, but again, Zechus Yalayu ki Sukkah. And that Zechus protected us just like a Sukkah. That's what the Pasuk meant. It meant that since Yoshua ben Nun, no one sat in the Sukkah, nobody was protected from Avodah Zarah until Ezra came along. Behind the kakapit kra alayah de Yoshua. And that's why the Pasuk gets a little bit angry at Yoshua. Because in that Pasuk there in Ezra, the Bechol Dokta Ksiv Yoshua. Bahacha Ksiv Yeshua. Took out the hay. Why? Hashem doesn't want to be associated with Yoshua a little bit because he's upset at him because Yoshua didn't do it. Why? Bishal and Moshe. I understand why Moshe didn't ask for that to remove the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah. Lo boy Rachami Dolai Vitzachutzi Deret Yisrael. He didn't have the Zachutzi of Eretz Yisrael. El Yoshua, the high village Zachutzi Deret Yisrael. He had the course of living in Eretz Yisrael. Amai lo leboi rachmi. Why didn't he do that? Right? Why didn't he do that? And the Chassam Sofer says, what do you mean, why didn't he do that? Why should he do that? Right? They just came into the land. Why? So all of a sudden to jump and take over Yetzer Hara's? And the reason it was given to you is because you could probably withstand it. So after hundreds of years, Ezra's felt, the Bezrin felt, listen, they just can't. We got to get rid of it. All right, after so many years of going by, all right, fine. They just walked into the land. That's a tie on. The tie on Yoshua, why didn't he get rid of it? It's a very strange tie. What? Exactly. What do you want from this poor guy? Right? Such a strange Gemara. I have a tie on him. He didn't. Nothing. All right, one more line, then we'll stop. The Baksiva Sheyirucha Avosecha Virishta Hachi Kamar Kivan Diyarsha Avosecha. Since they inherited it, Yerushta Atah becomes your inheritance also. And now we have all the Pesukim. All right, we'll stop right here. We'll stop right here in the bottom of the Lama Base, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.